All right, it is March 31st, 2026. The month is gone already. It'll be April tomorrow. And I don't, you know, any of the holidays, I'm not into any of the holidays. This is Florida, go to God first fellowship. And I'm on here with me and God. And I was inspired today as I was riding around speaking in tongues. And I can't emphasize enough how strengthened with might in the inner man that my Father God has done for me by just speaking in tongues. And I'm not even doing it as, you know, as much as I should. I'm doing it as much, you know, it's a practice. It's a practice. So, but what I got today was, you know, it kind of put it all together from a lot of the teachings I've been listening to, and then some of the things that Lawrence shared a long time ago, or God through Lawrence shared, obviously, because you can't make this up. And this is directly stuff from God, which is great. So, you know, in the garden, you know, Adam was told to tend the garden, okay? And, you know, that's work, you know, physical work. But, you know, and he was to grow things and things like that. And we know what happened there. But he had to have seeds and things like that to plant in the earth. The seeds that we have are the words from our Heavenly Father. That's what we plant. And we plant them by saying out loud our confessions. You know, we're just not doing the confessions just to say it. You're doing it so that you can, or I'm doing it so that it'll get down deep in my heart, which is the earth. Okay? And so, you know, in the garden. So if those seeds are planted, when you plant apple seeds, you're going to get apple trees. You plant peach trees, your peach seeds, you're going to get peaches. So whatever's coming out of our mouth, it goes into the earth, you know, and out goes out and goes in. We hear it. We hear it that we, like, I am righteous. I am holy. I am redeemed. I am complete in Christ. When we say those things, as I'm saying them, I'm hearing them, my own voice, and I'm believing them. It's building faith in me. Now, it's not me that's doing it. Our Father God has designed our bodies this way to hear those seeds of God's word repeated outside of our mouth. Because remember, choose you this day, life and death, and also the power of life and death and the power of the tongue. Or I got that one wrong, but you guys know what I'm talking about. But so as you plant these seeds of God's word out loud in your confession, and you practice and continually do it, do not give up, because the farmer doesn't go out there and the thank God that God wrote it this way. And I'm a slow learner. A lot of you probably already know this. You know, I know Bammy mentioned that pruning, which really blessed my life, and I think Mary's mentioned about planting too. So you guys are way ahead of me at this point, but so I guess some of us are slower learners, but it's okay. So, but it just got put together today for me, you know, and I just got a little glimpse of it. So God said, share it, share it. So this is what I'm doing. So when we're confessing out God's word, it's coming out of our mouths like it is right now. This is, I'm speaking for God. It's coming out right now. This is God's word. I'm speaking God's word from the Spirit of God. Nothing to do with me. I'm just operating the Spirit of God, and I'm righteous and holy. I'm planting those seeds. Now, a farmer doesn't go and dig that stuff up, you know, after he plants a seed. You know, he doesn't go and go rest and wait for, there's a time for reaping and a time for harvest, okay? And so whatever we sow, we reap. So our lives are, my life is a direct result of my confession, my thinking, my thoughts. And back to tending the garden, tending your mind, you know, be cognizant of the, I can't even say the word. You guys, thank God you guys can speak English better than me, but cognizant of what's coming out of our mouths. I mean, in God's word, it talks about putting a guard on your mouth. It talks about, let the meditations and my speech be acceptable unto you. I'm paraphrasing from the Spirit of God. I mean, I could find it, but, you know, I'm not going to look it up right now. I got the Spirit of God in me. God's working in me. I can go to God's word, find it, but I've got it in me. It's God in Christ in me. Okay. That's what was planted in me. Okay. When our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ got crucified, it became Christ Jesus, the victorious one. And I was the old man, and now I'm the new man because of his completed work. Okay. And so what we plant is, and as long as we don't, you know, it's got to be watered. It's got to get some sunlight. I think Mary was mentioning this. Again, all these teachings, Becca, Mary, Keely, Ethel, Lawrence, Kim, Bambi, you know, all you guys that are sharing, and the guys too. I just can't mention, I ain't got time to mention all y'all's names. Anyway, and Brenda, you know, like the other day she reminded me, my wife reminded me what did she remind me of? It was correction. It was, you know, from God, the Spirit of God, she's operating, and it was, you know, some correction. And, you know, sometimes you don't take that, you know, too good, but that's okay. But I had to realize, hey, listen, that's from my Heavenly Father. Okay. And so accept it, you know, didn't necessarily want to hear it because like I said, the last teaching, growth is uncomfortable and it's okay to be uncomfortable. Okay. So with this, you know, we're not, you know, out there slaving away, digging and planting seeds. The work we're doing is with our heart. And when we confess those things that God says about us, then they're coming out, and then we're hearing them. And as we hear our voice, it goes back down deep into our hearts, which is the seed of the mind. And then it develops our faith. It strengthens you with it, by might with the inner man. Then you speak in tongues, and that does it also. And as you honor God, it builds you up. And as you connect, you get energized and you get wisdom and guidance and direction. Because sometimes when I go to connect, you know, I need to ask a question. I need to, you know, find out, you know, how does this work? How does this work? I got this going on. Maybe sometimes I get on there and just vent, because that connect is huge. He's the man of God, and that's huge to connect. Okay. So connect is, you know, even like he was saying, like even when you don't want to. And there's sometimes I don't want to, you know, but I connect anyway, and then I get it off, and boy, you talk about feeling better, you know. I don't know how the man of God feels, but I sure feel better. That's why God placed him here, okay? So anyway, when we all got a part in the body of Christ, everyone plays a part, okay? Nobody's special here. We're all a part of the body of Christ. God is not a respecter of persons. So back to planting the seeds of God's word through confession. We plant it just like the farmer in the earth. We plant it in our hearts, in our bodies, in our minds, in our heart, you know, and that's where we plant it. And then that's where the faith, you know, faith coming by hearing and hearing the word of God. So as you're confessing that out, you're hearing the word of God. I am righteous. I am holy. I am redeemed. I'm sanctified. You know, I am protected all the time. You know, I just got a new vehicle, and you know, I haven't ridden in a long time, and you know, there was a little fear going on there. And I said, F that. I'm not given the spirit of fear. I got power, love, and a sound mind. Okay, now I didn't ride the best because I haven't ridden in 21 years because I got rid of it when Gabriella was a little girl. She got born. I got rid of the cycle. And you know, as I'm getting here near retirement, you know, God, you know, it's okay. You know, I get blessed. Be blessed. You know, I've been working my whole life, so enjoy yourself. You know. And so God wants us to have the more than abundant life. And I'm going to live the more than abundant life. As I'm confessing it out loud, I'm hearing it, and it's going back into my heart, and then I'm believing it, and that with faith, not my faith, I got the mind of Christ, you see, because I'm complete in Christ. And so I'm able to act on that and go forward. The news, you know, like, you know, over here with our stock market, it happens to be good today. Well, 3 days, 2 days ago, it was bad. You know, there's an answer for it right there in God's word. It says, don't worry about the news, what's going on, like with the war and stuff. It's, you know, we pray. God says, pray for all the leaders, even the knucklehead ones. Okay, pray for all of them, you know. I mean, some of them I don't like praying for, but I pray for all of them. God, I thank you for all the world leaders, you know, so I don't necessarily have to mention all their names, you know, obviously. So God knows what I'm talking about. He's pretty smart, I think. Anyway, so that's what God worked with. All you got, see how valuable you guys are? You're valuable. You know, we're a masterpiece. We are a masterpiece made in the image of Christ, you know. Hang on 1 second. Hey, I'm doing a sharing. So she wasn't happy, but hey, it's God first. That's how it goes. So that's, you know, because I'm following the man of God. That's what I'm doing. On top of that, that's what it says in God's word, God first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Okay? So that's what I'm doing. Okay? Like I said, I'm getting some direction from the man of God. But anyway, it's as you plant those, as you speak those, speak it out, then you hear it and believe it and act on it. Okay? And so anyway, go riding, you know, I need to do some practice. I've ridden in 21 years. And, at least 21. Yeah, 21, because Gabriella's 21. So, so it takes practice, you know, and I'll go easy and practice. And that's what we're doing. And we learned that from when Lawrence came back. He said the Indian believers were doing the same thing, which he said was amazing because they were doing the same thing we're doing. They're practicing, or Nepali too, you know, doing, they're practicing just like we are. And God is molding us and working us. We are complete in Christ, you know, and like me, you know, I am complete in Christ, and I know that. And now I have to act out on it, okay? It's that seed planted, it's hearing it, is believing it and acting on it, okay? Because you can plant, a corn or wheat or apple seeds. You can plant all that, but if you don't water it and give it the proper sunlight and all that stuff, and I heard that in one of the sharings, which was tremendous. I think it was Becca or Mary. I'm not sure which one of you two, it was one of you two. I forget which one it was, but anyway. If you don't do all that, then what happens? Well, it just not enough water is not going to grow, not enough sunlight, it'll end up dying both ways. So you have to, you know, and that's part of loving yourself also. Part of loving yourself is doing those things that God says you, so that we can live the more than abundant life. Okay? Now why are we doing them? We're doing them because God says to do them. We're obedient to our Father's heavenly word. Okay, that's what we're doing. So as we plant those seeds out, you know, that are God's word, we know. We plant it through our confession. It goes into our hearts, which is our seat of our mind. And then we confess it out, you know, and act on it and believe it. And then you get the results of your confession and get the results of what you sow, because we're sowing good things. Now, if you sow good things, like you say, you know, I'm righteous, I'm loved, and then, 15 minutes later, you know, you start repeating the opposite. Well, that's where I was not seeing the effect. Okay. Well, that's where I need to put a guard on my mouth and watch what I'm saying and just put that guard and guard my thoughts also, thinking. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. There you go. I mean, there's tons of verses. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. And that heart is your mind, you know. And like Kim says, it always boils down to the heart. It's right on the money. You know, I've said that too. It's always about the heart. Where's your heart at? Okay. How much do you want to grow? How much do you want this abundant life? You know, I want it all. I want all of it. You know, everything that my Father's got for me. That's what I want. You know, signs, miracles, and wonders through this calling card. Well, that's what I want to see. And I'm going to see. Okay. And I'm going to have laborers too. I don't know when they're coming. God knows. So Father, I thank you for them. I just wanted to get on here and do because God inspired me after listening over a couple days to all the sharings that you guys are doing, just like I'm sharing now from our Heavenly Father. You know, so anyway, love you guys, and that's what I wanted to share, and I will send it off when it's done. Love you.